Saga Egmont presents The Lighthouse Keeper by Anna Irene, translated by Emma Erickson and read by Olivia Darnley. The waves crashed against the hull and tickled her face. In her world, the idea of choosing a man because you loved him was unthinkable. They had chosen for her. They had considered both financial and practical perspectives and found her a perfect partner. Her parents were powerful, his parents were rich, a perfect match. Everyone was happy. Everyone except her. Her heart would never heal, but the scars would make it stronger, tougher. She might have been able to go through life without the only thing she really wanted from it. But then an opportunity had presented itself to her. An opportunity she couldn't miss. She had to make it part of her. The rush she felt when she thought about it filled her body like tiny, unrelenting bubbles. She had captured the moment. She would never regret it. She loved the fact that nobody would ever know, not even the life growing inside of her, the life she already loved more than she loved herself. In a way, she had been given everything she could ever wish for. Sure, one detail was missing, but she knew she would be able to learn how to live without it. She felt the wind on her face. But something wasn't right. Suddenly, she was pressed against the ship's side and the silver chain around her neck was pulled backwards. She struggled, tried to stand up. She fought not only for her own life, but for the life inside of her. The chain around her neck tightened even more, and she slumped down onto the floor. Chapter 1. The Holla ferry moved through the water past Smergenbrigan towards the outlet. The three women at the bow took turns photographing each other. Captain Bertil studied them carefully as he pretended to tinker with the controls on the boat's instrument panel. "I'm so glad you guys could come," Katrin said. "For a while I thought it would be impossible to find a weekend that would work for all of us." "But now we're here," Pia said, and brushed her hair to the side, only to have it messed up again by the strong ocean breeze.
"Could you take a picture of me too?"
Annalie asked, and gave her phone to Pia.
"Come on now," Pia said. "Tilt your head to the side. There you go. You looked like you were on your way to a funeral."
Annalie, who had gone through a divorce a year earlier, smiled as wide as she could, but it wasn't hard to see how sad she still was.
"Girls, be nice now," Katrin said.
The comment was meant as a joke, but didn't lighten the mood at all. Bertil stayed on a safe course between the skerries. When the sea was calm, it was easy to spot the underwater rocks, but it became difficult to detect the dangers as soon as the wind picked up, at least to an unaccustomed eye. He would never get bored of seeing Smergen disappear behind the boat, followed by Kungsham. He had spent his childhood summers piloting the boat back and forth between Holla and Smergen, in the beginning together with his father, and now on his own. During the rest of the year, he only did booked trips, like the one they were on now. Even if it was late October, there were still a lot of people who wanted to stay at the hostel on the island, Outpost Holla, for a night or two. Bertil would drop the three women off on Holla and do one final trip before going home to his wife in Bria de Barry. On Fridays, she normally did her shopping at Yoster's Fish, and he could almost smell the crayfish as he thought about dinner. He was supposed to pick the three women up again on Sunday. Bertil couldn't help wondering how they would manage to stay friends until then. The day before, he had taken an artistic couple out to the island. The idea was apparently for them to host creative art classes for the women in the mornings. But considering the amount of wine and beer he suspected was hidden in the women's luggage, there was no way of knowing how things would turn out. He had helped them lift all their expensive bags into the boat, and judging by the recognisable sound of glass bottles, one could only assume it was alcoholic beverages that made the bags so heavy.